Sorry about that. Put your face the flag, hand over heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have roll call.
All right, Vice President Altamirano,
Here.
President Alasia,
Here.
Director DeVellis,
Here.
Director Trayvon,
Here.
Director Murphy,
Here.
Okay, moving on to public comments, and I do have one speaker card, and that is for Tanya Kimberly. Oops.
And Jennifer.
Oh, and Jennifer. And this world. Daniel moral support. So we own Ribbon Award for you. There was an incident on December 17th.
Nope, October.
I'm sorry, October 17th. Sorry, a little nervous. And we're now starting to go through some certain phases. So it's the insurance of the community service district that is covering everything because it was at the fault of theirs, yours, whatever. And the insurance, originally were told that we were going to be getting increment payments to sustain our business because our business is knocked out, basically. Found out California doesn't allow that, that there's only one payment at the very end. The provider does not want to move forward not knowing that they're going to get paid. Because if they do go forward, then we're left holding the bag to pay the difference on this loss. And it's a significant loss. So I don't know if you guys have been made aware of it or not.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody's up to date. Is it basically ServPro who's doing the reconstruction is asking for approval for the estimates that they've sent in, and the insurance isn't approving anything, and they're nervous about moving forward with such a large reconstruction with no guarantee of payment. So we're wondering if there's any way we can get something in writing saying, because we did get something from the insurance saying, yes, we accept liability for this loss, but they haven't approved any actual estimates that have been sent over for reconstruction. So ServPro is not wanting to move forward because they've already done the mitigation, done the cleanup, and have a bill for that that they know they're going to have to wait till the end to get, but they don't really want to add to that bill. So we're just kind of at a loss. We don't know where to go to try and get this going.
So just to let you know, we are restricted from engaging in conversation on this because it's not an agenda item, but we can direct you to staff, and I'm sure that they can help you.
And Brian's been great.
Thank
He was there the first night. I know one of the directors came out. Was it you that
you.
came out that first night that that had happened? Brandon, Jacqueline, Miguel, even everybody's been great as far as communication with us.
Good.
Except when it comes to trying to get onto the next phase. It was supposed to be like a 90-day thing, and we're at 5 months. No air conditioning in the office portion. We had to send people home, that kind of thing. We have no hot water in our building. We have no facilities to take care of our deceased. So that's where we're at. Yeah, I know.
I will say that staff does keep the board informed as things progress, but really your best option is to meet with them. I'm sure they'll make themselves available to
Yeah,
you.
absolutely.
Let's meet next week. I was getting updates and it dropped off a little bit. I can follow up with insurance if they're not contacting you, but we will get some information for you.
And I brought the two estimates that are the most critical in order for them to move, at least start to move forward.
What are the dates of those? I think I was probably attached on those.
These are from the date entered was December 3rd, but I just got these today and had them resent to me on the specific
You might have
to.
got them in December,
Yeah,
but
If you want to just leave those with me, I mean, I'll have the emails, but we will let's touch base next week.
Can you keep us, the board, informed on what's going on too?
And the other thing that we both wanted to say is how kind that you guys have been through this whole thing. We appreciate that 100%. We can reach out in the middle of the night and you will respond. Yeah. So thank you. That means everything to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Melissa, do you need Jennifer's information on a speaker card or?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. Thank you. You want to just add it?
Mm-hmm. Well, got Tanya's name and cell phone, but I think on the sign-in sheet, that's mine.
Thank you, Tanya.
Okay, I don't have any other speaker cards. Is there anybody online? I don't see anybody. Okay, we will now move to item 6, consent calendar. Do you have a motion to approve?
I wanted to pull the salaries, expenses, and transfer item C.
So B and C?
B and C.
Okay, would you like to make a motion to approve item A?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Moving on to item number 6, correspondence and related information.
Nothing, including science
board. Okay, package. And now to item 7, reports, starting with the operations report.
All right, Director of Operations Miguel Valdez will give that report.
Thanks, Brian. So the production report for February of 2026. We had 297 acre feet produced, mainly from well 18 and 1A. Those are the wells that the Thompson plant treats. The post water and the water comparison. We had for water, we had 2.46 million gallons average produced a day, and an average of 1.75 million gallons from the Riverside post water treatment plants. Reservoirs and ports. We have a total capacity of 6.4 million gallons. We would have to keep about 4.7, 4.8 million gallons available at all times, just about 3/4 of our total capacity. And we had chemical deliveries for February of 2026. We had one load of sodium bisulfite delivered to the Thompson plant. We haven't had any salt delivered to the Smith plant. And sodium hypochlorite chlorine, that's two loads, only 700 gallons delivered to the Thompson plant, the Smith plant. Any questions?
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Miguel.
Okay, and now for our emergency and incident report.
All right, Chief Wolf.
Yeah, so good evening, everyone. To last month. So for our fire medical emergency statistics, last month we had 257 incidents, pretty much flat line from last year. We're still averaging below the 5-minute response time. And then it's kind of this month, the end of this month, you're aware of the large storage facility that caught on fire at the very beginning of March that happened. So that'll be on, I have some things like that for next month. But that was a pretty significant fire that we had within the district. And I can tell you that the municipal staffing conversion was a huge success on that fire because the first few captain got on scene and really needed to be out there. And he was able to leave his engineer to pump that fire like we discussed, and it was worked really well. So thank you for that. That's it. And the report.
Easy reports today.
So that's the medical response was 75% of the total.
Yes, sir.
And then on your map, it looks like there's a definite concentration of medical calls on Mission.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, on to the general manager and staff reports.
All right, I got a few quick updates. Reminder, IAC meeting. That's March 27th. That's at JVOC, 8:30 a.m. So not this Friday, so a week from tomorrow. I'll save the meet the machines for the end. The Vertec tour. I sent out an email about the Vertec tour. I had originally sent one out back in January, and then obviously February is kind of gone for most of the month. But now it's back into the forefront. We met with Vertec on Monday. I'll talk about that item 7D. So I'm just trying to get finalized dates for that. If more than two board members are interested, I need to do multiple tour dates. So I already got interest from Director Alasia. I know Director Altamirano. I don't know if you've ever taken a tour there before, or if you're interested, let me know and I can coordinate.
You don't want to do multiple trips, so who else wants to go?
I've already done it, so I've already done it, so I don't need to go.
I'll do one. No, would that affect it?
That would make multiple trips.
Forget it. I've already been.
I mean, if that scares you, I mean, I've already talked to Heffman. He's, I mean, they're very accommodating, so it's not. What he suggested, though, if we want to do multiple, that they would do more of like the bigger presentation for like Director Lage and Altamirano, since they've never done it before, and then more of an abbreviated one for directors that have done it before, just to see some of the new technology, if that's of interest to you.
Yeah, I'll go with it. I know from you.
Okay, you so then just like the two of you.
It's really interesting.
What day is it for?
They usually do it on Tuesdays or Thursdays in the morning, so I can work with your schedules, and we'll. Then we're going to try to do it probably in the next few weeks before it gets too hot. I know that's not the same. I mean, it's hot now, but generally speaking, before it gets too hot in the summer.
Okay. Yeah, I would love
to. All right. Earlier this afternoon, I forwarded you an email. The directors have been invited to take a tour of the Skinner Treatment Plant in Diamond Valley Lake. Skinner Treatment Plant's in Winchester. That's April 30th, which is a Thursday. It's an all-day event. Lunch is included. The Skinner Treatment Plant is owned and operated by Metropolitan Water District. So if you're interested, let me know. Space is limited. I must respond back by March 25th.
What day is it?
That's Thursday, April 30th.
And will not be available.
Okay.
Put me down. I'm in.
I think I'm in. But do you want us to respond to the email? Or?
This is fine, too.
Okay.
I mean. Either you know now and you can let me know now, or you can respond to me and I need to get them an answer by next, I guess, Wednesday that would be. So I currently have no for Director Murphy, yes for Director Lazier.
Can we bring a plus one or is it?
I think space is limited, so okay. I don't think so.
Okay.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm from Pitchard High School and they told me that place on moving.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can have a seat if you'd like.
Thank you.
So Director Altamirano or Director Trevor, just let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Thursday, April 30th. And then also in the email, I attached a link of a little bit about the plant, if you're at all curious. Hoover Valley High School. So we do have our normal JUSD liaison, Israel Corona. I did get an email from him. He was not going to be in attendance. Did want to pass on one piece of information tonight at Hooper Valley High School is the Teacher of the Year ceremony from 5 to 7. And then two more updates. This last Saturday, we had the Meet the Machines event. And I think we have a couple of pictures to share. This is the first time we got to take out our new Vactor truck. And that is, so for those of you not familiar, that is Marco Salas. He is our superintendent, water systems supervisor. And that is his lovely family. You can kind of see the front of our Vactor truck in the back. There is kind of our display. I will say, scroll up really fast, Melissa. Those little hard hats with the Rubidoux sticker. Since we started doing that a couple years ago, I've noticed other districts copying us. So I know we plagiarized that time from other districts, but it's nice to know that we're doing something well for them to copy us as well. There's the Vactor. There's staff. And there's some wanderers. Those are actually my two little boys right there. So we stopped by. All right. And then lastly, we have an update Women in Leadership Conference. This was 2 weeks ago now or last week?
It was last week on Tuesday.
This is last week. So some of our staff went to the Women in Leadership Conference last week, and we have a report out on that from Martha.
So on last Tuesday, a couple of us went out to the Give to Gain Women's Forum 2026 locally here in Moreno Valley. It was a half a day, and we all got to enjoy that day. The event overview is pretty much a half a day celebration honoring International Women's Day, bringing together leaders, professionals to connect and celebrate each other. We got to meet Heather Dyer. I'm saying her last name right? Yeah. She's the general manager from San Bernardino Valley Water. And then we also got to meet Clara Minamonte. She's the city manager from City of Paris. A couple interesting fellas there. So we got to socialize with them and get to know what they do in other departments and bring that input to our staff here. The purpose of this forum is to celebrate and achieve the achievement of women and encourage leadership and professional growth. And inspire future leaders. And some of the highlights that we had there were inspiring speakers, leadership panel. The panel was up there speaking and saying their background and encouraging everybody to do better and to learn from one another. And then some key takeaways from this event was to build meaningful connections and learn from experienced leaders and be inspired. And inspiring us there, obviously we get to inspire our staff and bring that home.
All right. Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome.
And that concludes item 7C.
Okay. I believe we have a committee report.
Did you want me to report out what we talked about? Or
yeah, I guess you might as well. I mean,
we so this is an annual thing, right? This is really nothing new. In March, we kind of talked about the upcoming trash rates for the fiscal year. We typically do single-year Prop 218s just due to the volatility of the trash enterprise. So we had our first trash committee meeting this past Monday. Vertec representatives came out, met with the solid waste committee. We got the draft rates for 26-27. At the conclusion of that meeting, the direction from the committee was to see if Vertec can kind of go back and maybe refine their price just a little bit. Maybe we can take it down just a few notches if that was all possible by Vertec. I think that pretty much covers it. So we're going to kind of use a couple of weeks and see if they can kind of bring that rate down. And then from there, we'll get a recommendation from the Solid Waste Committee whether or not we want to move forward with the Prop 218 process and take it before the entire board. And that miss anything
in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's it. It was a fairly uneventful one. I mean, it's routine.
Okay. And that concludes item 7DA.
And were we getting a report today then from the student?
You know what? Israel has shown up to the last meeting, so he wasn't on the agenda, but he did send me the email, and that's what I reported out. So I did not have the JUSD liaison.
Were you expecting to report out today, or were you just attending?
I was attending because my teacher said that I would be a next leader for the Petrod High School, and so I should attend and see what they're talking about, and from next time I'll be doing the reports.
Very good. Okay, we just didn't want to overlook you. Okay, so on to item 8, we have the full consent calendar. Item B, Director Murphy.
So that's the salaries, expenses, and transfers. I had a question on one of those, a comment on two others. So we rented a sky lift or boom lift.
Yeah, that was for the Smith to do work at the Smith plant.
At the Smith plant, all right. And then Elrod was out at the Fleetwood plant.
Yeah, there was three small cuts in the fence that we noticed after the break-in.
Okay, and then there was a bill there from Minuteman Press. How many how many linked notices did we send out? 297?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to move for approval of the salaries, expenses, and transfer.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Then to consent calendar item C.
We get the staff report.
Sure. All right, so this is a budget amendment request. So a couple of years ago, we hired a consultant to draft what's called a local hazard mitigation plan, and it's Something that we've never had as a standalone plan at the district. Historically, we've kind of piggybacked off of a county plan. And we did that for a period of time up until like 4 or 5 years ago, where we tried to get some FEMA hazard mitigation grant programs, and we were disallowed from applying for those grants because we did not have our own standalone local hazard mitigation plan. So that's one reason why we went through this process to do our own draft plan. Plus, I mean, just from a pure, I guess, emergency response and planning perspective, it's good for us to have our own local hazard mitigation plan that factors in all the hazards that are susceptible to this district. So a couple of years ago, knowing that we needed to do our own draft plan, we got a grant from Cal OES to hire a consultant to draft the plan for us. The great thing about this grant was a little bit different than some of the USBR grants that we have is this grant is a 90-10. So what I mean by that is 90% of the cost is covered by Cal OES or grant monies and 10% is covered by the district. So we hired this consultant a few years ago, and there was some additional work done by the consultant to the tune of $30,000. But the original award of the grant was about $170,000 or so. And her initial proposal was 52 plus the 30. So we're looking at 82, which is well below the grant award. So what this is basically a budget amendment to accept the additional $30,000 in expenses, but we will recoup 27,000 of that. So our out of pocket for this additional scope items is $3,000. So what we're trying to do is just to implement or install a budget amendment for this additional scope item, knowing that we'll recover 90% of that. And then this is shared between the water and the sewer fund. So historically for budgeting purposes, 75% of this effort had been on the water fund and 25 on the sewer fund. So we did the pro rata calculation. So that's also part of the budget amendment. Questions?
What was the original contract amount?
I think 52,500.
And the extra is how much?
30,000.
And I'm looking at the invoice, which is attachment one. It has this task one, which is the writing of the plan is what they're talking about. And they build it as 50% complete. And then for the additional services, they build those as 100% complete. Is that right?
Yeah, so this is invoice two. So if you were to look at invoice one, you would have the original 50%. So there's only two invoices from this consultant. If you were to add up the percentage invoice one, percentage invoice two, and then all the additional services are 100%. So we anticipate this being the last invoice.
Okay, so the task one, that was 100. Task one was the 52,000. The original contract amount was
52,500, but that's not task one. There's multiple tasks within the original. Correct.
Okay. And these other tasks at 2, 3, 4, whatever, where are they at on that? They're at 100% or they're?
Correct.
Okay. So the amount that remains to be billed is just in task one. Is that what you're saying?
No, invoice one.
This is the last bill.
Correct.
That's confirmed.
And so So last billing is for the 42,000. They've already done that work, anticipating approval of the extra.
Correct. And this is not in this check run. If it was to be approved tonight, you would find it in the April 2nd check run.
Okay. I'll move for approval of staff recommendation for the extra on the hazard mitigation.
I'll second that.
All right. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. Okay. So it looks like at this time we will be closing the regular meeting to close session.
Director's comments first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we did those after. Okay. Let's go to item 9, director's comments. Director Murphy, any comments?
Yeah, I have a comment. So we got a handout from the state on the Brown Act, it talks about interacting with people during public comment period. So brief comments are allowed. It's the board policy that is to not talk with people during public comment period. That's my comment. Though I had one other thing I wanted to mention. So last week we had a public meeting here. It was a workshop. There's one page of that thing that I wanted to highlight. I thought it was kind of useful. It talks about establishing clear measures for success. And the acronym they use is SMART. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. I think if you're going to have, if you're going to set goals, you should have goals you can measure. I think that the acronym is appropriate. That's the SMART thing to do. Those are my comments.
Director Treva?
No comment.
Director Altamirano?
Yeah, thank you for sharing those pictures. I missed that event for the, oh my God, Director Aja, what is the name of the event for the party?
It was
the machines.
Oh,
meet the machines. I was excited to have our vector truck out there, but I couldn't make it because I was carpooling. So, but I'm glad that you guys were out there, and I'm glad that you guys are connecting with the community and they're getting to see more of our CSD out there. So thank you guys for participating in that. Also, I'll come back around. I can't move for right now, so thank you.
Director Skrdalovs.
I just want to say you guys enjoy that tour. That's going to be a nice tour. You'll really get a lot out of it. That's it for now.
And just briefly, I did attend the Meet the Machines, and I just have a brief question. Was that truck open to kids to go in and
no.
see the inside? No.
No.
Okay. And you're just curious.
You don't want to hold water.
Well, most of the trucks are.
It's a high step. I don't know if we had enough staff to assist them in and out. This is our first go at it, so we're constantly evolving. So it's probably more of a liability thing.
I'm going to suck up some little kid.
Okay. Well, it was a great event, and I'm glad for those who went. And I want to thank the staff for allowing other staff members to attend the WRCOG Women's Conference. I think it was really beneficial to those that attended. And thank you, Martha, for your report.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And that ends my comments. And now we have to send you out into the heat. I'm sorry for our closed session. So we adjourn at 4:27.
Since I'm here, still here, I'm gathering you do not need me this time.
Can you just stay for a couple minutes?
Sure.
Okay.
So I'm going to take off for a little bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So now we are moving into closed session.
We're not going to be back here again.
Okay. At this time, 4:58, we return to open session, and we do have one item to report that we gave the general manager his annual performance evaluation with a comment by Director Murphy.
The approval of the performance evaluation was not unanimous. I dissented. I have a statement to attach to the minutes on my dissent. Brian, here's that statement. You can attach it to the minutes.
Okay. Do we have any other comments before we close? Let me see. No. We gave our director's comments. We did our closed session. So we now adjourn until our next meeting, Thursday, April 2nd at 4 p.m. Meeting is adjourned at 4:59.
Sheriff's still here.
Yes, should be.
Got a minute?
I do.
Let me. Are you guys going back to the open?
Yeah, we're already done.
We already did it. It's done.
All in, all done.
Thank you.